Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Good afternoon, good day to you. Welcome to Hurdy Gurdy Songs, episode number 23. I am so pleased to have you here. As you know, Hurdy Gurdy Songs is wildly eclectic. Last week, we started to listen to Freedom Jazz, and today we're going to continue because this time of year, when this episode is airing, is like the month where in America we celebrate holidays. And of course, holidays, the root being holy, holy days. So today's program, we're going to continue with the idea of holy music, but holy jazz. We're continuing the jazz connection. And I'm so happy that you will join us on this, I hope, what will be a very peaceful, contemplative, but also evocative and revolutionary oral experience, A-U-R-A-L. I want to start with a tune that I didn't get to last week, and then we'll proceed from there into our program by Jazz and the Spirit and the Spirit of Jazz.
Thank you.
There you have Turiyananda, Alice Coltrane, performing Journey in Sachidananda. This is a recording that appeared on one of her many Impulse releases. It featured Pharoah Saunders and Cecil McBee on bass, Tulsi on tampura, Majid Shabazz on bells and tambourine, Rashid Ali on drums, Pharoah Saunders, as I said, on soprano, and Alice Coltrane playing both piano and harp. And yes, that instrument, the harp, is one that we may explore further as one of these metaphors for the heavens, for the angels. In a future episode, we may look into that. Before that, we opened up with We Shall Overcome. If ever there was a holy song, that is one hurdy-gurdy song. It featured Perry Robinson on clarinet, Gatto Barbieri on tenor sax and clarinet, Dewey Redman, alto sax, Don Cherry, cornet, flute, Indian flute, Michael Mantler, and Roswell Rudd trombone, Bob Northern, French horn, amazing. My old guitar teacher, Sam Brown, I have to always give him the shout out. And Carla Bley, piano, and Charlie Hayden, of course, on contrabass, Paul Modian on drums and percussion, as well as Andrew Cyril on drums and percussion. So this is our opening for our program today, Holy Jazz. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn in Bushwick, New York. A wonderful community based, locally grown, organically designed community station. Thank you for listening today. Let's go on with our program. Thank you. piece is called The Sun in September. It is by a trumpet player, British trumpet player by the name of Matthew Halsall. And he's joined there on flute by Lisa Mallet, on harp, Rachel Gladwin, Taz Modi on piano, Gavin Barros on bass, Luke Flowers on drums. This is the Manchester-based horn player. It's an artist that has very much experimented with this deep spiritual jazz track, deep approach to a synthesis or fusion. Very much influenced by the Yusef Lateef and John Coltrane, for example. That record appeared in 2012 on the Gondwana label. And before that, we listened to the Senegalese percussionist Moore theme, and that featured a pre-art ensemble appearance by Lester Bowie, Art Ensemble of Chicago, of course. The sound quality, I apologize for, is from a compilation of 45s and other sources on a recording called Spiritual Jazz, Esoteric, Modal, and Deep Jazz from the Underground, 1968 through 1977. It appears on the Jasmine Now Again label. That came out in 2009. We are exploring this consciousness-raising jazz by a variety of artists, from Alice Coltrane, many more. We'll try to get to as many as we can today, and I hope to have several episodes on this theme of holy jazz. Reminds me of the poem that says, "Clinging to my mother's music, my inamorato gone, as I found solitude in Billie Holiday, desperately longing for that lover man, my love supreme, a daily sip of bitch's brew, still losing myself within the music for the love of." That's a poem by Aurora Lewis entitled "For the Love Of." And that connection between spiritual love and human love, earthly love, is something that jazz can certainly traverse very easily because of the language of music. I even don't like to call it a language. I just think it's something, lack of a better term, spiritual. You are listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs today. I am your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me. It's a real pleasure to play this music for you and to be here as part of the Radio Free Brooklyn family. Local community radio. As you know just from Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, we do all kinds of music. You never know what you're going to get next week. So if you're open to surprises, to improvisation, to experimentation, to collaboration, then, you know, we're on the same page. And that is kind of a description of jazz in a way. I also want to invite you to an event that we're having coming up around the holy days, the holidays, the Radio Free Brooklyn Holiday Party. That'll take place on Thursday, December 13th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Braven Brewing Community in Bushwick. You can RSVP, please do, to radiofreebrooklyn.org/holiday2018. Let me repeat that. Join us at radiofreebrooklyn.org/holiday2018. And you know what? You can get two tickets for some beverages and also access to the exclusive VIP area. Exclusive, huh? All right. In any case, please join us. It'd be great to meet some of you. I look forward to meeting some of you. And if you have any comments or suggestions on the program or recommendations of your own Hurdy-Gurdy songs that you want to turn me on to, because it's a mutual turn on, please send it to Jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Let's continue with returning back to Turiananda.
Om Jai Rama, Jai Krishna Hare Om. Om Jai Rama, Jai Krishna Hare Om. Om Jai Rama, Jai Krishna Hare Om. Om Shanti Om, Shanti Om, Shanti 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 Om. Ananda Natam Param Brahman 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 Om. Vitala Keshava Manav Hare Om. Vitakeshava Mala Hare Om. Vitakeshava Mala Hare Om. Vitakeshava Mala Hare Om. Om Jai Jai Rama Hare Om.
Rama Hare Om.
Om Jai Krishna, Jai Rama Hare Om.
Rama Hare
Om. Om Jai Krishna, Jai Rama Hare Om.
Rama Hare
Om.
Oh.
Micaiah McCraven. Definitely very hot drummer on the scene. A lot of press around him, doing a beautiful recording there called Holy Lands. So he too is concerned with this ideas of union, a universal bringing, coming together, community. He is quoted as saying, quote, "As a person of mixed race, nationality, and ethnicity, I want my identity and contributions to paint a world not bound by genre, race, or national boundaries, but unified through a love of music, culture, and community. Tethered by legacies of the past, but looking towards a new, more universal future," end quote. He is joined there by some wonderful Chicago musicians, including the who I love, guitarist Jeff Parker, Brandy Younger, Tamika Reed, Desron Douglas, Joel Ross, Shabaka Hutchings, Junius Paul, great bassist, Nubia Garcia, Daniel Casimir, Ashley Henry, Josh Johnson, Anna Butters, Carlos Nino, and Miguel Atwood Ferguson. Excuse me. Before that, we started that set with Alice Coltrane and her piece Om Shanti. Of course, in the early 80s, Alice Coltrane, the jazz pianist and harpist, she devoted herself to the Hindu tradition, adopting the name Swamini Turiyanand Sangitananda, and established an ashram outside of L.A. She continued to make deeply spiritual music, merging Vedic chants with gospel-tinged singing on cassettes. She was the original DIY cassette. She released and distributed privately within the community. The release of the ecstatic music of Alice Coltrane marks the first in Luwaka Bops, a label, you know, David Byrne's label, of a new series of spiritual music. So, yes, the musicians recognize the importance of this kind, this sort, the need for this spiritual, holy jazz. Thank you again for joining me today. It's really been a pleasure. We have some time left, and I'm going to get to the music, but I just want to announce again that Radio Free Brooklyn is a not-for-profit. We rely solely on support from you, our listening audience. If you like hurdy-gurdy songs, please support the program and or support the radio station. We need you, and there's no other way that we can bring this diverse, eclectic programming to you. So please, if you can find it in yourselves and your hearts to support us, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Again, I welcome your comments directly to me at jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Your thoughts on the programming, the descriptions, the curatorial approach to these kinds of hurdy-gurdy songs. Okay, let's go on to something funky, but also spiritual. We'll be right back. If You Pray Right, the amazing Nina Simone, Congregational Praise, the Gospel Traditional. That's from a 1978 release. Again, thank you for joining me, everyone. Until next time, I offer you peace, much love, and more hurdy-gurdy songs. Until next time, take care. Thank you.